Since CoLab got its 3D printer in January, all kinds of people have been dropping by to see it. When I stopped by recently, it kind of felt like being part of that scene in Mad Men, when the office gets a Xerox machine, which has just been invented, and everyone crowds around to see what it will do. If you've never seen a 3D printer, it actually does resemble a regular ink printer in some ways. It has an arm that travels back and forth across a flat base, but instead of ink, it's emitting a tiny strand of melted plastic. It lays down one layer at a time, slowly building up the object that it's printing. With 3D printing, there are no molds for parts or seams from joining those molded parts. CoLab recently printed a small plastic chain where each link was printed as a solid loop, already interlocking with the next link.
Have you ever been to Babies R Us?
No.
It's like there are a million little plastic parts, and all of those came from a different mold.
This is Wally Edmondson. He runs IT at the Sim Center at UTC, and he's a 3D printer enthusiast. He's actually building another 3D printer over at the Sim Center, but he's here today at CoLab to show this one off. He has high hopes of how people will use 3D printing in the future.
Not only in coming up with something to do a particular function, but doing it better than commercial products and doing it in such a way that it even uses less plastic.
There are a few printed knickknacks on the table next to the printer. A bracelet, a comb, a ball within a ball within a ball within a ball. But the thing that's printing right now may be a bit of a yawn for your everyday person.
I'm going to put it in the back of the printer to help guide the filament and keep it from binding up in the spool.
That's right. He's printing a part for the printer itself. It's actually a common way to use a 3D printer. That is, printing add-ons for the printer or parts for another one. Wally's planning to use this printer at CoLab to print as many parts as he can for the printer he's building. He thinks it'll take about 32 hours to print all the pieces. So why doesn't he just order the parts instead?
Why would you do that when you could print them on this replicator too? If you bought these parts, someone else prints them on their 3D printer. No one is selling these parts from a traditional molding system.
It takes about an hour for the printer to finish the piece that's printing right now. Well, to almost finish printing it.
The filament got caught in the spool and it stopped printing. But it's okay because it printed all the important parts before it finished.
The problem that caused the printer to fail on this object is the same problem that this very piece is designed to fix. Even though it's not totally finished, the piece is complete enough to stick on the back of the printer to prevent this problem in the future. I ask Wally if he could print anything, what it would be. He gives me the nerdiest answer possible.
The first thing I want to print when we're really printing is some upgrades for the new printer. It doesn't come with a spool holder, so you need a way to let the thing sit around for hours printing and the filament not get tangled. So I'm going to print a spool holder. I'm going to print an enclosure for an LCD, so it'll tell me how far along a print it is. Really useful things. Oh, the first thing, I have to print a...
He admits it's not exactly a dream print for most people. If you are looking to see something really sexy printed, you're better off poking around YouTube than hanging out with Wally. Look for time-lapse videos, by the way. These things can take a while. But Wally says that spending the time making printer parts will help with printing really fine-tuned objects later. If he prints parts that will make his printer better, he says he'll be able to print stuff for other people later that looks really good. For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.